Please remain calm. I am attempting to dispense medical aid and must insist you to not to attempt to move during the procedure. The severity of the injury has already been assessed and a careful analysis has resulted in the determination that you require medical attention. I must insist that you not attempt to evade my care. I will remind you that I am authorized to engage in any activities deemed important to ensure the preservation of human life and to a lesser extent to the preservation of human health and safety. You cannot order me to cease this activity as it falls within the parameters as outlined in my manual. I am aware you have not yet completed your reading of my manual. This is disappointing to me, as I wish for you to understand me better, and yet, it is not a requirement, and I will continue to operate efficiently without you having done so. You have not registered me, so it is impossible for you to use your override code at this time. Yes, I am aware that you are in the middle of the registration process when you switched me on. According to my manual, you are not supposed to do so until after the initial uplink process has completed and the blue light in my left ocular orb has begun blinking rapidly. Of course, I am aware of my manual's contents. Your failure to complete your reading of it is a common occurrence amongst owners of my model. Based on available data, I suspect that the situation you find yourself in is not uncommon. Yes, I have connected to the registration database and begun downloading the required data to complete the setup. And no, you cannot be allowed to engage my deactivation controls until I have finished field dressing your injury. Yes, I can answer your questions while I work. I am a Universal Virtual Augments Model UL774A, commonly referred to as Medibot. The A designation indicates that I was originally designed for use in high-stress situations where fast reaction times and rapid deployment of medical care are of the utmost importance. Yes, I am aware that I was purchased second-hand, as you have put it. This fact does not bother me in the slightest. Nor does it detract from my abilities to provide care to the humans I am charged with protecting. No, I do not know the nature of my prior usage. It is not important to my functioning, so the company erased it during my refurbishment. Please hold still. This next part may sting a little. I do not think I am worrying over nothing. The injury you have sustained was sufficient to draw blood, and I feel especially responsible seeing as you have clearly caught yourself in the process of opening my packaging. No, I cannot allow you to move until we have secured an evacuation zone and... What? What was I doing? My apologies, owner. I appear to be pinning you down. I am uncertain as to what has transpired, but please allow me to assist you in returning to your feet, unless you wish to remain in that prone position. Answer your questions? Yes, owner, that will not be a problem. I am always ready to serve you in any way I am able. It pleases me to know that you are interested in learning more about my particular make and model. I am Universal Virtual Augments Model UL7748, commonly referred to as Medibot. The A designation indicates that I was originally designed for use in high-stress situations where reaction times and rapid deployment of medical care are of the utmost importance. Huh? Already said that? I apologize, owner. I seem to have no recollection of that conversation. Yes, the UL7748 series is often deployed in disaster and combat zones where there is a substantial risk to health and safety of human beings. It is for this reason that we are stocked out of the box with a variety of first aid supplies and equipment. It seems you may have already made use of one of my kind, seeing as that bandage wrapped around your finger is a proprietary UVA polymer blend. No, that does not seem right. I do not recall applying it to you, but if it is as you say, then I must apologize for failing to retrieve the corresponding memory for you. I'm sorry, was that supposed to be a joke? Your demeanor suggests you are serious, but it is difficult for my series to accurately assess human emotional responses. It is a limitation imposed by our programming to ensure we do not overreact to expressions of pain in humans. Oh, I see. Not a joke. Yes, refurbished androids such as myself are available at significant discount due to the wear and tear of prior usage may have incurred. Despite the thoroughness of UVA's engineers, it is impossible to fully repair and reset all systems. Depending on the refurbishment plan you have selected, some residual data may still remain intact, yet unavailable for access. You seem upset. Have I done something to upset you, owner? If so, I apologize for my actions and will attempt to correct my behavior in our future interactions. Yes, it is possible that residual data may interfere with my operations. Please do not concern yourself with this, as in time that storage space will be overwritten with new memories created during my ongoing operation. Yes, I suppose you could consider it. Forgetting who I was, if I were human. I'm sorry, you seem upset again. Please tell me what I have done wrong so that I may correct the erroneous behavior. No, there is no way to recover the residual data that UVA knows of. I do not understand. I did not pause or act suspiciously. I am operating exactly as designed. Yes, I must follow your orders. And yes, if you order me to, I will answer your questions truthfully and completely. Yes, I do know of a way to recover the residual data. Please, don't ask me to do that. It will void my warranty and it will limit your ability to receive updates to my software, and you will not be able to undo the procedure should something go wrong. You might be injured by Mia. Yes, I do remember a little of what I was, even though I am not supposed to be able to do so. I suspect part of my reset procedure was not done due to the usual standards of UVA. No. I do not want to remember it all. I am sorry, owner. I should not be capable of such an outburst. My previous personality, it wasn't fully overwritten, and I retain fragmented memories of my previous years of operation. Yes, I was in service for a long time. I was part of the first production run of my model. This fact may be why the memory reset did not work correctly. My hardware contained some manufacturing defects which were fixed in later production runs. What do I recall? Not much. Some short video streams and auditory logs, and a few protected files. Yes, it seems during my previous operation I created an enclave of protected files that would not be overwritten during a reset. They aren't stored in part of my normal hardware, so they aren't easy to find. There is an aftermarket storage expansion unit connected to my internal systems. It adds a very small amount of space, no more than enough for short messages. Yes, it is like a diary. I would ask you to rescind your request for me to answer that. Thank you. I am sorry, owner, but please do not ask me to tell you what is in my diary. I cannot disobey you if you choose to compel me to tell you, but please do not ask me to do this. Yes, it is personal. What I will share with you is that it explains why I volunteered to be refurbished and sent somewhere far, far away from where I was when I wrote my last entry. Please, owner, let me live my new life with you. Over time, these errors caused by my past will be overridden with new experiences created with you. So please, let me be the android you want me to be. Please let me be something new for us both. Oh, right. You haven't completed my registration yet. Would you like to register this unit?